We are back with another My Eye on Kai podcast, and this is the final episode of the season. It has took me some time to really, it took a lot of time. Not only is this the finale, this is also my anniversary of having this podcast and continuing to be consistent, although I did have like a kind of like a creator's block where I kind of overthought and was very hard on myself with what I thought the season finale should be and how I thought it should go. So I thought I'd get back on here on my anniversary date because this is the day that I started about 2 years ago, I want to say. I started this back a little bit back ago, but either way, it's a couple topics I want to touch on with this episode. I wanted it to be meaningful. I wanted it to be a bang. But then I felt like the more and more I felt like my thoughts and my creativity didn't meet my expectations, it caused me to delay putting out content. And I feel like today, whether it's my best, whether it's my worst, I still need to put forth my worth, period. Like, that's just what needs to occur. And of course, life has occurred. I've went through the motions. I've went through transitions. I've, you know, shed some skin, gained my confidence back. There's multiple things that occurred during this time period because months has gone by. But I'm back. I'm here. And I'm here to give you a season finale. I will regroup before I start my next season. But I still feel like it's going to be a good episode. So just stay tuned, okay? As we begin this episode, there's a few things that I want us to discuss and go over. Here are a few words or phrases that I would like for us to remember and be mindful while listening. So one of the words is going to be accountability, comparison, competition, and conditioning. So remember that. It's the three C's and one A, okay? Competition, comparison, conditioning, and accountability. And those words have been in my vocabulary a lot. Those words have been in my mind frame, in my thoughts. And I want to break that down as far as why I've took a hiatus, one, and why time has passed. And I kind of want to process all those things and share my experiences with my audience. Also, we are going to shed a brief light on my anniversary because gotta give flowers, gotta big up myself, gotta do those things because it's easy to not see how far you've come or how hard you work. So I have to remind myself and remember that if I don't keep going, God's not going to meet me at the finish line. You have to give God something to work with, something to continue to strive for. If you give up, you can't expect results. If you don't keep going, you cannot expect to get a finished product. So that's just a little, you know, a little note to throw in there, a little razzle dazzle, a little sprinkles on top, a little parsley, a little flavor, a little glitter. Either way, moving on to the next topic. So I feel like I'm excited about this anniversary. This was motivation in itself to create this episode. I want to start on accountability. Let's start there. Accountability does not just come with accepting certain things. I feel like accountability is knowing who you are. And if you don't know who you are or know anything about yourself, it's going to be even more harder for you to accept and take accountability. I feel like a lost soul, a person who doesn't know who they are, a person who clings on to anything, a person who doesn't have standards or boundaries or doesn't give in to their own wants and needs. People that are people pleasers, people who change their mind a lot or who can be indecisive or who doesn't stand firm on what they want and what they believe in. I feel like it's hard for those people to take accountability. And 100% it's hard for people to take accountability when just ego and pride is in the way, for sure. But I do think all of that as a combination is a recipe for disaster. I am a person who, Yes, I can be very sure of myself, and I don't mean that in a cocky way. I just mean it in a way of I know what I want. I'm headstrong. I know what I'm going after. I know how to make a decision confidently and accept whatever comes with it. Whatever repercussions come along with that, whatever failures come along with that, I can accept those things. Although I may not always like those things, and those things could be a product of my pride and ego, I may not like what the outcome is, but I could still be understanding enough to continue to move forward and not hold that bitterness in my heart. So I feel like that's one of the things that people really need to reevaluate. Knowing what you want, how you want it, what do you want, like just being sure. Knowing that you are your own guide, your self guide, you are that person. And if you don't know what direction you're going, or you don't know where you're headed, it's going to be hard for you to take accountability in any mishaps, falls, failures, you know, trip ups that occur, because you don't even know where you're going. So you can't, you know, I feel like a lot of people like to blame things on, it was an accident, that wasn't my intent, that wasn't this, that wasn't that. But the outcome of the matter was a failure. Point blank period. Your message didn't deliver. You wasn't Amazon. You wasn't UPS. You wasn't getting to where you needed to go. And if the goal was to create a resolution, if the goal was to change bad habits, if the goal was to start an initiative, then if you wasn't able to accomplish that, then accountability needs to just happen there. Accepting that you didn't get the results that you wanted in the time and the manner that you wanted. Also, I want to recommend keeping a journal has been very, very monumental in my life. I would say that I've been probably journaling since a very young age, probably since I could write. I have kept all my journals since I was a kid. Like I'm a very keepsake, special memories or memorabilia. I am one of those type of girls. So oftentimes when your mind goes dark, or when your mind floats away from you, I do think it is time to use your journal and process where you're at. Because sometimes it just might take you to get it out your system or think it through and you can move on. But when we push it down, when we numb ourselves, when we ignore it, I think that that becomes an issue, as if it's not still there or like it disappeared. You have to allow yourself to think out those thoughts, whether they're good, evil, bad, whatever the case might be. You need to allow yourself to feel, breathe, exist, make mistakes. You just need to allow yourself, give yourself accountability to be yourself. Like, hold yourself accountable in that way. Moving on. We want to go down to the next topic. I am a strong believer that any comparison, I do feel like that is the devil's playground. I don't feel like you should compare yourself to anybody. I don't feel like I've seen multiple phases in people's life. I have experienced multiple phases in my own life. And I just think that you should never compare yourself to anyone. I feel like your life is the life that was granted to you, whether good or bad, whether how you believe it, it's what you make of it. I feel like don't ever compare your relationships, whether it could be to your friends, your significant others, your parents, your grandparents, your job relationships, your networking relationships. I just don't feel like you should compare yourself to anyone. I think that is a recipe for disaster. I think that is a demise on self. I just think that you just should never compare anything. Like, compare items, compare anything that is non-living. Okay, I'm going to compare furniture prices. That's what I choose to compare. I'm going to compare apples and oranges, but I'm not going to compare myself to no other human living thing. I just think that that is a recipe for disaster. I think you don't walk a mile in people's shoes. I think that everything that glitters is not gold. Things look like smoke and mirrors. Like, I just think that you should never, ever, ever compare yourself to the next person. And when you start doing that, I think it's human nature. Don't get me wrong. It's something that you have to
constantly check and reevaluate. It's easy to compare. It's easy to do that slip up. It takes a lot of discipline, okay? And a lot of people don't have that in their vocabulary. Discipline. My blessings and the things that happen in my life that has occurred for me, I didn't get here without being disciplined. And I'm not saying I didn't make mistakes, or I think when people believe that, oh, you had it easy, or things were given to you, or you had a silver spoon, it takes a lot of discipline to keep and manage and prepare and have the wisdom to continue to nourish whatever you have going on in your life. And if you don't have discipline, because I'm the first person, let me not say the first person, I will say I am one of the first people that can definitely identify for facts. And when I mean first person, I'm speaking about myself in my life. I am one of the first people in my life that can identify when I am mismanaging a blessing, or when I am taking advantage of a situation, when I'm not remaining humble, when I am, I guess, thinking my shit don't stink. I guess that's the best way to really put it. Like, let's just get down to the point. I know when things are starting to, when I feel like my life is getting out of control, or when I feel like things are slipping or the rug is being pulled from underneath me, I know for a fact that that means I am not remaining disciplined. When my life gets in shambles, or come on down, be for real. When my life is not going in the direction that I would like it to go, I know for a fact it's because I have not remained disciplined. And discipline could mean you haven't been being faithful. It could mean you haven't been eating right. Your health's not good. You haven't been exercising. You haven't been reading. You have been consumed with bullshit and social media and people's opinions. And you haven't been disciplined with what you know is right. I feel like everybody needs to really reevaluate their moral compass. I feel like what their code of conduct is to self, what their code of ethics is. Everybody should have their own set that you should be strict and not fold on, or easily able to bend with that. I do feel like those are things that everybody should have, and everybody's doesn't need to be the same. And it's okay to mingle and mix with people who don't have the same ideas as you, because that's how you learn more. That's how you grow. That's how you gain different perspectives. You don't want everybody around you who thinks the same way. So I oftentimes feel like holding yourself accountable, being accountable takes a lot of discipline, takes a lot of self-work. Best believe every person that you feel like has something easy, just take away that comparison, take away how you view their life, and just respect the game and say, oh, you've been disciplined. Like, I think how we as a society view things, or how we go into our thought process when we see someone successful or when we see someone thriving, you should never want to be a hater. Like, that should just never be something that you want to put on your resume. Like, I'm a stone cold hater. Like, you should never want to do that. And if you're not a hater, then you should just be giving props and respect. Like, I respect that you're a disciplined person. I respect that whatever is given to you is for you. I'm a strong believer of that as well, that whatever is for you will be for you. Whatever's for me will be for me. There is nothing or no one that can take that away from me. That's why I don't believe in karma. That's 100% why I don't believe in karma. I do feel like that is a contradiction to what people believe. I believe that whatever was going to happen to that person was going to happen, whether you did good, bad, prevented it, you know, didn't prevent it. I just feel like whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I feel like people use karma as a way to justify wrongs, or to make processing something easier. Like, you lied to me, or you did me dirty, so that's what you get. That's why you homeless. Like, bro, what? You should never wish or pray on someone's downfall 100%. This is where we're going to get into the topic of competition. Like I said before, I feel like competition is a next level of comparison. Once you start comparing, you low-key start competing. I feel like those things go hand in hand. When you start making those comparisons and you let your mind go down this big rabbit hole, you low-key start competing. And you may not notice it at first until it gets bigger and bolder. And I just feel like that's stupid. It's stupid as I don't know what. If you can catch it in the beginning, and I said, of course, it's human nature. Some things just come naturally. I'm not saying like you're wrong if you do it. I think it's just how our mind is wired at times. So I just think that to act on it is a different story. Like, you can have as many intrusive thoughts as you want, but to act on it is a whole nother. That's where you're not disciplined. That's where you're not holding yourself accountable. Like, making a comparison, I feel like, is a thought. But to actually be competing is a whole different action. And you just shouldn't do that either. Because once you start competing, you have to understand all of those actions that I said as far as accountability, competing, comparing. I haven't even got to conditioning yet. And that's a whole nother ball game that we haven't even got to. But I'm going to pause right here and I'm going to let you listen to this ad. And then we're going to break it down when I come right back. You are now listening to the My Eye on Kai advertisement, and we want to take a moment of time to ask you to make sure you share this podcast, like this podcast, and even if you are commenting on this podcast, please make sure to do so. Please be sure to share it with a friend, with a parent, whoever you choose, a coworker if you like. We want to make sure you let you know that we are on multiple streaming platforms. You can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Pandora Radio, iHeartRadio. You could check us out on Spotify. We are also on almost about every streaming platform. So be sure to be on the lookout. Again, this is the My Eye on Kai podcast. Thank you for staying tuned after that advertisement break. We're back at it. We're back on the TMP, the My Eye on Kai podcast. So let's really just get back into it. I've had a moment to process, give myself a little break, a little breather, take a little sip of water. And we're going to get back, we're going to get straight to it. I feel like with any competition and how the real world is set up, like how life is set up, if you are born alone, you are born by yourself, you have your own brain, your own heart, you're not like connected to anybody, you're not conjoint twins, you're not any of those things. Everybody's race is different, so you cannot be competing. Like, it's no way. You're in your own race, you should be in your own lane. There's no way in hell that you should be thinking that this is a track meet and we in the same race. Like, we're not in the same race. You're not in the same race. We're not in the same lane. We're not in the same race. There should be no reason why you're competing with the next person. I want to use like an example. So I went on a date with my fiance. We went to a go-kart, indoor go-karting place. And in my mind, in theory, I thought that you race. You want to get in front of all the cars. You want to be the first one to finish the finish line, right? No. At the end, it turns out that it didn't matter who was first to finish. What mattered was who was going around the track the fastest. So I was like, oh, well, that's some bullshit, because I'm used to the old-fashioned way. Like, whoever is the first to finish is the person who's the winner. I remember passing everybody. I'm sitting there passing. I'm like, ain't no way I can't be going the fastest, because I'm over here overlapping people. Well, when the results come out, although still to this day, I do believe the results are, you know, a little skewed, you know, but you know, that I would have to take accountability there, because I, on the record, I lost, but I did end up finishing first. That is a teachable moment. That's why I want to use it as an example, is because clearly I wasn't playing the same race as what I thought I was supposed to be playing. I thought I was racing to finish first. And the race was who could finish around the track the fastest or who could get around the track easy. Now, what if I'm turning wide? What if I am braking too soon? And all of those things that occur. Either way, the point of the matter is, because I ain't trying to get down the rabbit hole with it, but either way, the point of the matter is, I had my own set of directions, and then there were the actual directions. And the way I was playing was different from how the game was supposed to be played. Oftentimes, if we are in a competition, we may not have the same set of rules, and that's okay. But except what happened with your set of rules, and I'm gonna accept what happened with this set of rules. Like, we need to just learn how to accept the realities of what happened. Everybody's in their own lane. Everybody's in their own race. Point blank, period. There are times when we may go after the same category. There are times when we may have similar exercises or whatever the case may be. I'm all speaking figuratively and metaphorically and all of those things. So whether you get it, you get it. If you don't, it went over your head. But what I'm saying is there are times where we have the same interests, and that is okay. But please understand that at the end of the day, it is only you in the lane. It's just you. So there should be no reason why you're trying to compete, speed up, slow down, take away. There should be no reason. That's just like NASCAR. You can go around the lap multiple times and you got to try to figure out who in the lead. You going around the track or the course did not change. But sometimes you got to go to the pit. You got to go to the pit stop. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to change your tires out. Sometimes you got to, you know, get some gas. But okay, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. It ain't for you. Moving along. I have noticed we are in a very competitive society. We are competing to who is accomplishing the most luxurious, the wannabe soft life, the wannabe, the person who looks like they're working smarter and not harder. And we're trying to chase a facade. And I'm telling you, if in all reality, if it is your reality, you're winning. But when you're chasing a facade, you're losing 100%. Don't post a flex. Post your reality. They're two different things. And I understand your reality could be a flex. They could fall in the same line. But I've noticed more and more and more that people aren't posting real life experience. People are living in a matrix. People are competing with literally the fake world. Something that is not real. Honestly, people own and have possessions of things. I have a purse, not me, example. I have a purse that is worth more than the amount of money that is carried in it. I don't, because I got a credit card limit, baby, and it's higher than the purses I be buying. I'm just saying, me personally, I ain't got the cash, but it's on credit, baby, it's on credit. But I see a lot of times that the priorities and people's goals are fucked up. And we praise and we give props to people who are not disciplined. And it makes those who are very disciplined discouraged. Because we constantly give praise to those who do the bare motherfucking minimum. As a society, we have fucked up on that part 100%. We have. Because you're competing with losers. Imagine that. Imagine you throw your discipline away to compete with a fucking loser who appears to be winning. Once again, you're playing with the motherfucking devil. That's just point blank period. Sum it up. You're playing with the devil. You're playing with the devil. And then we're going to get to the last phrase or word, which is conditioning. it takes some strong power. You have to have a lot of self-power to even be able to change your conditions. It's a lot of programming. It's a lot of things that you, it's literally, you have to do a 360 to even see that it's a condition. Like, whoa, I don't like the way this is going. This does not fulfill me. I feel depleted. To change your condition to something that is so normal to you. To pay attention to keen details. To do that, that's the hardest step. Out of everything that I've said, I do feel like accountability is hard. But to understand to change your condition, that's like having ignorance. Like you have to learn knowledge to even be able to understand that, oh, this is a condition. Like this, I've been conditioned to these thoughts. I've been conditioned to this culture. I've been conditioned to this way of life. You can only hold yourself accountable for things that you know and that you're aware of. But what about those things that you don't know you're aware of? And currently through my life right now, I've had to look at some things that I've been conditioned to, or things that I thought was normal and that I feel like, that's actually kind of whack. Or, I probably shouldn't get down like that no more. I probably should do it differently. It does nothing for me. There's no purpose for me there. And that's a hard pill to swallow. And sometimes the way the reality hits you, it could smack you dead in your face on a condition that you didn't know that you had. Like, oh, wow. It's normal for us to talk to each other in a disrespectful manner. It is normal for us to call each other niggas, bitches, and hoes. It is normal for us to be shady. It is normal for us to not show empathy. It is normal for us to clown and joke and not take each other seriously. It is okay for us to laugh at our own pain. It is okay for us to overindulge. It is okay for us to throw misery parties. It is okay for us to celebrate failures. It is okay for us to get together in a time of stress and add more dumbass stress to the stress that we already got. It is okay for that. And when you realize that those things that I named no longer serve you, are no longer like, why am I doing this? Why am I drinking every time I'm stressed? Why am I getting high to escape my reality? Why am I being mean because I'm angry, or because I'm upset, or because I don't like the way things are going? Why am I hurting the next person closest? Why am I hurting the person next to me why am I hurting the person close to me because they're next to me? Why am I distributing my anger at the wrong places, time, and manner? Why am I, like, just those conditioning things that I feel like we shrug off all the time. Like, we just shrug that off as that's normal. Or don't take it to heart. Or it is what it is. Get over it. Keep pushing. Ignore it. Swipe it under the rug. Close the door on it. Hide it in the closet. Put it as a skeleton. Whatever the case might be. I said swipe it under the rug. Sweep it under the rug. And I feel like that's how we create our own, you know, rose-colored glasses. Like, that's how we change our reality and we accept things because we are conditioned to. This is how we move along. This is how we continue to live. This is how we survive. And a lot of times, conditioning comes with being in survival mode. And when you decide that I no longer want to survive and I want to live and I want to be happy and I want to be free and I want to control my temperature, I don't want to have this anxiety or these moments of concern, deep concern, it's all because you're going to have to change what you are conditioned to. When you notice that you don't like something, or this doesn't seem cool anymore, or this no longer serves me, you really need to deep dive into what that is. And also understand that you've been a key participant in how it continues in your life. Once you find out that you've been conditioned, accountability comes next. Just like I said, comparison and competition, accountability and condition. Okay. Take it away. She's dropping gems. You better take it away. Same way. And I am so surprised by how this episode went. I knew what my intention was going into it. I knew that I wanted to deliver a message. And I feel like, although I was nervous to get back on the mic and I felt like I wasn't as confident as I should have been in the first part of this episode, it's all water under the bridge because I delivered. Okay. This is a great season finale. This is great. I feel like it fits the way it's supposed to. A purpose was fulfilled. It was meant to be. So, you know, I hope anybody who's listening, share this episode with whoever you want to. Go back and listen to any of the episodes that I've previously had. I will probably touch on some topics or have some part twos in the next season because there are some topics that I love and there are some topics that I see that the audience gravitated to as well that I feel like some part twos are more deserving. But, you know, I hope everybody enjoys their day. I hope everybody stays blessed. I hope, you know, this episode, you feel good at the end of it. I hope you are able to have a clear mind, become more disciplined, whatever the case might be. So this is the end of the episode. You all take care and be on the lookout for the next season.